Alan, happy with that?
I thought it was a really good game. Fulham looked better balanced than us in the first half. I thought the manager was at fault, being myself, in that the selection of the team was wrong. So I was a bit unfair, I thought, on the players who was out there. We didn't have enough pace up top, didn't have enough impact. Second half, we were much better balanced, managed to get that bit right, and we were terrific. And actually, you know, even as well as Fulham played, and I thought they were very good, we should have won. So no, I was pleased. Everyone's come through unscathed, which is probably mine and Kit's biggest issue today. And everybody's ready to go.
Yeah, Johan picked up a bit of a knock in the opening few minutes, which I thought might be a problem, but he ran it off quite quickly.
Well, he didn't actually. He really wasn't at full pace there. He big dead leg he had, a nasty little bump on his thigh. It knocked the stuffing out of him a little bit. So he's probably one we're going to have to look at this week, make sure he's okay.
So he might be. We don't see him at Norwich next week.
I think there's a slender chance he might not be available, but the guys tell me he should be okay.
Bellassi wasn't here either, and Speroni, any news on them?
Speroni has hurt his finger quite badly, and we don't think he's going to be available for 3 or 4 weeks, when he really didn't need that, because obviously there's competition, and you can see that in Wayne and Alex. There's a real like race now, and unfortunately for Jules, he's not part of it because of that injury.
Yeah, I mean, Wayne's been linked with a move away, so I guess that means you're definitely going to keep hold of him.
Well, he's a player that, you know, plays for Wales, and he's been terrific, and he's terrific for me at the back end of last year. I brought Alex in because I thought it was a great opportunity to get potentially what could be an England goalie in our camp, and strengthen that area, and we got 3 great goalies.
Talking of strengthening areas, you've got some good strikers already, and I thought Dwight Gayle looked lively when he came on in the last 15-20 minutes. You have been linked with Connor Wickham in the last couple of days. What can you tell me about that?
Well, there are some talks that have been sort of leaked out, or whatever you call it, I don't know, because there's no deal at place with the player at the moment. But it's a player that I hope we can do. I think the chairman has been magnificent in backing me this summer, and we've made huge strides at the training ground and on the pitch in terms of quality and the chance to build something here, and I have to thank the chairman for that.
And last one from me, you've got a terrific squad now. I mean, you bought some good players already this summer, regardless of whether Connor Wickham comes in or not. Palace, and now they're going to be considered a battle for that sort of 6th, 7th, 8th place in Europa League spot in the Premier League?
I think all the Premier League sides have improved. It's going to be a hell of a season for you guys to watch, because, you know, it's going to be about the managers getting the right blend and your best players playing well. You're going to need your best players playing well to win games in the Premier League. So, great competition. Really looking forward to it. We're into the first 6 games on an even keel with everybody else. Go from there.
Alan, do you know your starting 11 for next week yet?
Not really, if I'm honest. But I do know that we need to get the balance of our side right and not lose our identity of what we are. We was all about pace and power and a threat at any stage of the game. And that's what we need to have. We can't lose that. But maybe retention of the ball, which I thought we've done well in pre-season on that, has improved. And so we need to get the balance right of when to retain the ball and keep it and rest with it, and when to go for the throat, so to speak.
What's the idea for Monday against Dagenham?
Again, it will be very similar to what happened at Bromley. So we'll have a very sort of few young ones, few guys who I think need to play. Fraser, Dwight, Bamford, if he's fit, I think could be involved in that. Maybe the skipper, I don't know. One or two, just needed a little top up. That's what it's for.
Bamford injured, just touch and go, is it today? Or
yeah, touch and go, really. He probably felt he could have played. My doctor says he couldn't.
Okay.
I always go with a doctor.
Cool.